Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Oh, yeah. Well, Yacht Rock going on tonight at AmFam Field. Marlins, Brewers, tonight right here on WDTMJ Radio.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. Make it up for our next guest. Joining us this morning from MLB.com, Brewers beat writer Adam McAlvey. I can't imagine what they're going to do on the scoreboard tonight for Yacht Rock.
This isn't an all-fan giveaway. I had to look that up because those sometimes wind up in the press box. So I'm going to have to do some work to get my Yacht Rock hat.
To secure your captain's hat?
I'm sure I'll have friends who will want that. So that's a good one.
All right, so we're coming up against the trade deadline here. You want to share some of our conversation with Matt Arnold?
I'll play you just a quick snippet of it. So we had Matt Arnold on yesterday. Asked him about Christian Yelich's situation. Obviously, Yelly is out with the back. You've been reporting on that. And here's what he said when we asked him specifically about whether or not this could affect the trade deadline.
I do think we're going to miss him for sure. Certainly open to looking outside. But we do have a lot of really good outfielders as well. And I know that those guys are going to need to step up here while he's out.
So he's open to looking outside, but didn't really say whether or not he would do
it. I don't hear anything in that, Adam. Like, how many times has Matt Arnold told us, like, when my phone rings, I'll answer it?
Yeah, look, Andrew Brandt is great, the former Packers executive, in translating NFL speak. He's a great follower on Twitter. The GM speak there from Matt Arnold is, I'm not going to say, oh, we really need a left-handed bat now. But the Brewers really probably need a left-handed bat now. And I would say another thing that emerged, Pat Murphy is really honest in his assessment of where the team stands. I think fans are really being treated to a much clearer look at how the job of a manager and how he views running this team. And I think just an experienced bat is something that could help this club, because Murph has been pretty open, even after a 1-0 win over the Cubs the other day, where he wasn't real pleased with the way they played it. He'll say it. So I think an experienced bat and a left-handed bat would be something that would benefit the Brewers. But if you're the GM, you can't say, wow, we're really desperate for a left-handed bat.
And we'll sell the farm for it.
We'll give you anything.
Not the best way to go into negotiations.
We asked Murph about that, about the at-bats, and he talked about that a little bit earlier this week on the program. We'll have to bring some of that back. But as far as the trade deadline goes, and with Yelich, you obviously have been reporting on this. We didn't realize, Vince and I, that there was the possibility of season-ending stuff here.
Yeah, when the headline was, hey, he's decided not to have surgery, we're like, wait, that was on the table?
Well, come on, you need to start bookmarking MLB.com and yeah, Brewers.com, boys. I mean, it was a different conversation with Christian Yelich on Tuesday morning at Wrigley Field, because he's had this before. He's gone on the IL with the back before. People with back issues understand exactly what he's going through, because it's great one day and then it's not the next. And he goes as long as he can, and then he can't go anymore. And then usually it's a day-to-day thing until it's better, and it's better when it's better. And you don't know if that's going to be 4 days or, as was the case earlier this season, about a month. And this was a different conversation in that he was talking a lot more about, maybe we'll come on the other side of this with a fix, basically, and that means surgery. So he didn't say the word surgery, but the tone of his comments, the frustration, obviously, of going through this again at a time where he is really close to the 2018-2019 form. The home runs are not involved at the same level, but when you look at the other production numbers, it's shockingly close to the level of offensive production that he had in those MVP caliber years. And I think the level of frustration for him of going through this again is very high. And there was good news yesterday that there was optimism about, avoiding surgery and maybe being back in a similar timeline or even a little more quickly than earlier this year, but no guarantees.
We need one name before Tuesday. What name should we follow along on it that maybe ends up on the crew by Tuesday's deadline?
One name. I will say, I'll go totally outside of what we just talked about and say Cal Quantrill, a starting pitcher. That's a pretty good starting pitcher. They might not go that big. But I still think innings are really important to add for this team. And I think they'll come up with some kind of starting pitcher to add to the mix.
All right, Rockies pitcher it is.
Ahoy, matey. We'll see you at the yard.
See ya.
Marlins and Brewers tonight, 7:10, first pitch from American Family Field.